when you look at Matthew chapter 18, talking about dealing with someone who commits a sin against you, you're not going to deal with that in a letter. You know, you actually have to deal with that face to face. You know, the Bible actually says to, you know, to talk to this person one on one. And, you know, that's something you can't do over an email or a text or anything like that. No, that's something that requires a face-to-face. And so, now there are situations where, you know, a simple thank you note or whatever will suffice. But like I said, and, you know, sometimes when it comes to certain things, like if you have to apologize to someone, don't do it over a letter.
Yeah.
If at all possible, meet face-to-face. You know, the second best thing is to call. Third best thing is then to go to, like, say, email or text. But
Andrew, are you suggesting that people do that, though?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No. I mean, like, you know, number two and three there, I will say only do those if you absolutely have to. Otherwise, do it face-to-face.
Yeah.
You know, because these are important things. So many things we try to get away with. I mean, like, you see it all the time on the internet where people try and do things, you know, just over Facebook or Instagram or whatever because, oh, well, it's, you know, anonymous and I can just post whatever I want.
Yeah.
Well, that's not necessarily good for communication because it gets, a lot of things get lost in the printed word. I mean, like, even a handwritten letter, you know, you can write things, but the person receiving it, they'll look at it and they'll be like, I just don't know if they're being genuine or, you know. So for a lot of things, if in doubt, talk to the person.
I do this and I encourage people to do it too, like in my own life. And they're like, oh, I hate it. But they already know what I'm going to say because I'll pick up the call too. And I think too, the immediacy of being able to speak to someone and understand where they're coming from too. Say, oh, what do you mean about that? Oh, this is what I mean. And you know what I'm saying? Kind of hash things out.
Yep.
Another thing I would say too is do not, and I got to speak to the guys here, you know, tonight, like don't be that person who like would break up with someone over like a text or something like that.
Yeah.
That is like so disrespectful, you know, or just, or even ask someone out. Like maybe people are shy, but like, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep it classy. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started. My blood is starting to go. Anyway.
There is something that I will say.
You do it.
As a follow-up, you know, for writing something, if you've talked to a person face-to-face and you've worked things out, it doesn't hurt also to write a formal apology.
Mm-hmm.
Formal apologies actually do go a long way in a written letter, as long as you've also accompanied that with a face-to-face meeting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
There you go. Well, and then of course, like we're not even keeping in mind. Like I know in the business world, a lot of people will send things and then there's like a paper trail.
Yeah.
Like, and that makes sense. But at the same time, I don't know, like just for, you know, human to human contact, talking to people over the phone. I like it.
Yeah.
It's my style. Let's move it forward though.